弟兄姐妹，早安。我们经历了两个多星期的 Advance 台湾的终于回来了。这是我们的最后一章，最后一天，在高雄圆山饭店的合影。
Good morning, everyone. This is, I'm glad to be back. This is the first, one of the pictures we took at, one of the hotels in Taiwan.
Yeah, 我们下一章。这一章给我们讲的就是 Advance 台湾总共的一个结果。我们前面第一周和第二周总共去了52个学校，其中呢有17个学校是中学。
So this is a slide describing the results we had in Taiwan. We went to a total of 52 schools, and of the 52, 17 of them are middle schools.
对，而且在这个里面yes 的意思就是做了决志祷告的学生的人数。
Yes column means the students that pray, the number of students that pray the altar call prayer.
这一章呢就是告诉我们总共在这两个星期我们面对了4100个学生。
In these 2 weeks, we have taught almost over 4,000 students over a span of 2 weeks.
这些学生中间总共有超过2800名学生做了决志祷告。
And over 2,800 said yes on their altar call prayer.
所以决志祷告的百分比是68%。
So the acceptance rate is 68%.
对，把荣耀归给神。
We give glory to God.
这个是专门就是展示了我们教会的团队这一次出去的总共面对了两个星期，我们的团队总共面对了将近1200个学生。
This depicts our church, the number of students that we've taught was almost 1200 students.
对，在这些学生里面，其中将近900个学生做了决志祷告。
And almost 900 students made the altar call prayer.
我们的 percentage 是75%。
The acceptance rate is 75%.
总共我们总共去了17所学校。
We went to a total of 17 schools.
这一次大家知道吗 ？Advance 台湾总共的志工大概只有80人。
The total volunteers that went, there were only about 80 teachers that went.
然后我们的教会的团队大概是20名，包括对妈。
Including team moms, we have a total of 20 people that went there.
所以有你们可以看得到Advance 台湾是确实很需要我们更多的弟兄姐妹加入。
You can see that Advance really needs our participation.
对，我们的教会是最大的团队。
You can see that our team is the biggest, largest contributor to the Advance Taiwan.
对，我们的所有的队员今天有一部分都会在这里做他们的见证。
And
a part
of us will be sharing our testimonies here today.
我也会就是还有下个星期也会有做见证。我看到他们这些孩子从第一天到最后一天的迅速的成长。
We'll be sharing testimonies as well, going to next week. And from, I was there from day one and I saw their rapid growth.
我觉得真的神在我们的中间做了很奇妙的工作。
I felt that God really did an amazing work in our students.
这个就是整个的一个分布表明我们每一个学校去的学校的名称和每一个学校它的这个决志的百分比的一个一个 bar chart， 但是这个就是可以看得出来有些学校甚至达到了接近100%的一个状况，所以我们把荣耀也归给神。
This chart depicts the number of schools that we went to and the acceptance rate from each school.
这个是我们week one team four 的这个所有的。老师，这是我们从我们教会里去的老师，还有我们的志工，还有当地的教会的一些工作人员。所以可以看到我们的团队不是那么大，但是是一个大家庭。通过一周，大家都变得非常的和谐。
So this picture shows our group and all the local Taiwanese helpers and as well as the local church helpers. You can see that this is like a big family we had over there.
这个是我们第一周啊教的一些第一个班的一个小朋友，在这个班上有啊，你可以看到我们的老师，还有我们的志工，对，还有我呢，就是没有选那么多照片，选的照片比较少，可以看得出来，我们这个里面每个班上的学生都非常可爱，而且呢，我们的志工老师，特别是我们教会的。这些小老师们都非常的尽心，跟同学们都在一起很好的交通。
These are the pictures that shows the students that we've taught over there, along with the teachers from their school, from their respective schools. So it seems that it's a very harmonious environment that we taught there.
你看每一个小朋友都是笑脸的，而且的话都我们的老师也很有爱心，就是我们自己的。
These are our teachers, our own teachers from our school. Their smiles are very beautiful.
这个星期二，这个是第二周，我们的团队相对来说就少很多，对，而且的话，你看我们的志工也少了很多，但是呢，我们的学生的数量反而迅速的增加，因为我们要 cover 的学校更多。
So the second week, the opposite happened. We had less helpers, we had less teachers, but the students that we taught actually had, we had more students that we had to teach.
所以我们第二周基本上每一个老师从我们教会里去的都要进行教学，尽管他们有一些都是第一次去的 Advan 台湾，他们也被训练的，在通过第一周的短训以后，第二周就勇敢的去面对30多个学生，有的时候会更多的学生。
So even our first timers going to Advan Taiwan, they were trained from the first week and the second week that they became fully autonomous teacher that they had to taught on their own, facing a class of 30 students or more.
所以这一次啊，我们的台湾短宣已经结束了啊，我们有很多的老师们已经期待下一年的 Advan Taiwan。我觉得在这一次的
Now that Advan Taiwan has passed, lots of our teachers from our school, I mean from our church, look forward to going to Advan Taiwan next year.
Yeah, 这一次的的短宣对我来说是第一次，我感受很多，但是我在这儿就是跟大家分享一下，我是第一次参加短宣，在我短宣之前呢，我也做了很多的祷告。
So this is my first time going to Advan Taiwan. I've received a lot, and I'm here today to share with you a few things I've felt. And this is my first time going on a mission trip.
在我走之前，我家里头也有很多事情，我也求神给我恩典，帮我真的是能够处理家里的事情，也能够给我足够的恩典，能够让我能跟我的小女儿一起去台湾短宣。
Before this trip, I prayed a lot. There were a lot of things that happened in my family, but I asked God to give me grace to handle, my daily family business, and also I can go with my daughter to this Advan Taiwan.
这一次真的神答应我的祷告，而且在这一次的旅程中，恩典是满满的。
So God has answered my prayer. The grace of God is fully overflowing in this trip.
我第一天就是我们要准备去台湾的时候，我和 Angelina 还有 April， 我们要坐30个小时的飞机到台北。
When I went to Taiwan, me, Angelina,
and April,
we had to take a 30-hour flight to go to Taiwan.
Yeah, including 就是中间还有一些在别的地方停下来的时间。但是我觉得神真的是给我很大的恩典，在最长的一段飞行的过程中间，他居然给我一个安排一个位置，旁边有空位，所以我可以很好的休息在最长的一段飞机上。
On the longest flight, God graciously, mercifully gave me a seat. Gave me a seat where there was no one sitting next to me, so I could have a good rest.
Yeah, 就是神就是这么爱我们，而且他也就是从很多小事情上回应我们的祷告。在我真的是坐飞机的时候，我也觉得确实很恐怖，这么长的时间。可是神就是给我安排这么奇妙的一个位置，然后我真的能够很好的休息。
This is a really a grace from God that I can that His grace is shown in many little things. So including me sitting on the flight with no person sitting next to me, so I can have a good rest.
然后到了台湾以后呢，我们也紧急的进入了集训，每一天都很多的活动，从早晨到晚上。每一天我们也要走很多的路，还要做很多的功课。
So on day one, we went to this boot camp. It's all class after class after class. So there were a lot of, pretty much our days filled up every day. We had to walk a lot and do a lot of activities.
但是我觉得神的恩典是够我们用的。我们大家都在一个非常，好像是和平的一个环境，还而且非常有喜乐。虽然说我们中间有些人生病了，但是在这个过程中间也没有任何的矛盾和冲突。
So in this whole process, even though there were some people that were sick, but there was the overall environment was very peaceful, very harmonious. We had fun with each other.
所以我觉得还有一个就是神也教导我有一个顺服。当圣灵真的是教导我的时候，我看到要顺服我们的 team leader， 我们每一个队都有 team leader。
So God, the one lesson that God taught me was to be obedient, to teach me how to be obedient, submissive to my team leader.
我们每一个队的队长，他们很多次去过台湾，而且他们对台湾的教学也都很有经验。所以在这个过程中间，我也跟他们学到了很多教学的这个技巧。
So going to Taiwan, each team has its own team leader. These team leaders are very experienced. They're very experienced with the Taiwanese education system. So we're listening to them.
在这个过程中间，圣灵也提醒我跟这个志工的互动。我们第一周有两个志工跟我们就是有很亲密的接触，经常是陪着我们去train station, 去火车站。
We had also local Taiwanese volunteers that helped us, and we had really close relationship with each other. They will also help us walk us to the train stations every day.
所以我们就是跟他，我在跟他接触的过程中，看到他们在心中有很多的恐惧和害怕，对将来的不决定。
In my interaction with them, they had a lot of fear in terms of the uncertainty to the future.
我就是圣灵提醒我怎么样告诉他们，就是我们真的有一个神这么爱我们，然后又怎么样能够真的是让他们能够想了，这是神也是他们的神，所以我能够把这个有这个真的是有那个好像有一个勇敢的心来向他们来分享神的爱，分享神的福音给这些志工。
So Holy Spirit moved them to remind them that my God is also your God, that that there is a God that loves them.
所以后来这两位志工呢，也跟我一起做了觉知祷告。
So these two volunteers also prayed an altar call a prayer with me.
我觉得在整个的过程中间，神一直在我的身上做了一个工作，就是让我知道怎么样把这个神的爱分享给我身边的人，包括我们在一起工作的这些队员、队妈还有队长们。
So God was putting in my heart, teaching me a lesson to how to share the love of God with the people around me, including the team members, team moms, and people that surround me.
所以我觉得真的是，如果你有时间，你也可以参加我们 Advan。我真的是觉得这个活动可以提升我们，扩张我们。我也感谢神给我这个机会，让我真的是能够踏出第一步，做出这个短宣的。第一次的短宣。
If you have time, I encourage you to join this mission team because this team, this I made this first step to take part in this mission trip, and this really expanded me.
我感谢神给我的机会，我也想把所有的荣耀归于他。谢谢大家。
I want to thank God to give me this opportunity. Thank you, everyone.